you're supposed to not be loud in my headphones, and you're definitely loud in my headphones. And we're trying to kind of talk a little bit slowly.
I mean, there's no rules about talking slowly. That's not an age. I don't know how to do that. That's
no, that's not my job.
If I'm talking too fast, people can slow it down. We were joking about this because the all hands, like, you know, at work, we have like a monthly all company presentation. I present every month, and I like consistently get feedback that I talk too fast. And one of my colleagues was trolling me, and he was like, yeah, because he was watching the recording later because it was just not in a time that would have worked for him. And he was like, yeah, I'll put it on like 2x speed, except for you, Haley. Then I'll put it down to like 0.75 speed. And I was like...
Did you know, sorry to take your lighthearted comment and make it really serious, did you know this is like a feminist issue?
Ooh, I did not. Can't wait to bring that up.
So women are so used to being cut off when they talk.
Oh no.
They speak faster.
That's
for practical reasons.
Not great.
No, sorry. I start on a downer.
Okay. We need to turn this around.
Cut.
I want to know all about your 2023, if we're ready to talk about it.
Yeah, let's do it. So,
yeah. I mean, maybe I could just say, I think that you had a really solid theme for 2023.
Oh, thank you.
I remember it. So maybe if you can share it with folks who maybe haven't listened before, we can set up a little bit of like what we're talking about here. And then I want to know how your theme went in 2023.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you. This is actually a beautiful way to set that up for me. Thank you for that. So my year of 2023 was called Year of Investing.
Yes, it was a good one.
And it was truly internalized from day one. I think that's a fair way to put it. Everything I worked on was what I can call an investment project. I had some goals going into it that I was a little bit vague about, maybe when we set up the theme discussion, just because, you know, investing, I think, has like a degree of like you're taking a chance, or like you're betting on something, like you don't know the outcome necessarily.
Yeah.
For me, investing wasn't just like, oh, I want to have a bank account that I'm like checking daily to see like what's a number grow. It was more about investing in like myself and in my life and in my processes and in my setup and everything. And I had a couple of different goals from a couple of different standpoints. And I think this is very unlike me, but Haley, you're going to love this. I think I might just cut straight to the chase with this, because the outcome kind of speaks for itself, because I bought a house.
Yes.
Which was nice. And I lived in London for so long where obviously no one was really buying a property. So this is like the first house I've ever bought in my life.
It's big moves. So, congratulations again.
Thank you. So hence the Christmas being a little bit different than normal also, because like it's different when you're renting.
Yeah.
Not to say that it's worse or better. It's just different. And I invested in an incredible morning routine that was amazing. And just to go a little bit into what it was like for me, is that this year it was actually pretty challenging for different reasons. And I actually feel like I stayed mostly pretty grounded through it. And I think my morning routine was a critical component in all of that.
Nice.
And then the kind of third outcome element is I invested in like updating my systems, like my online systems. I have my Notion is set up different now. My to-do list is set up different now. And my email is set up different now. So all of those were like giant tidying tasks. It was actually all super boring to do. But I think like investing has that kind of built in, like you're setting yourself up for something in the future. And it was actually really funny because this year was very kind of that mode all the way into Q4.
Wow.
So like October, I was starting to see things like really, and this is what is like really nice about investing, I think, is that like things happened that I didn't even plan for or set up, but it was just momentum and it was incredible. And I feel like, you know, when you're prepared, things that you don't even expect can happen. And I started to really see that towards the end of the year, which was really satisfying, even though the year was quite challenging in many ways.
That's amazing. I know. I remember when you were describing your theme, you mentioned mm-hmm. year of investing, you wanted things to compound. And mm-hmm. I feel like you did that really well this year. I feel like I saw you take that into a lot of your work this year.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And I had like three elements to it. I had like practical one, which was like obviously buying the house was like a whole big process. I have stuff that's happening in my career. It's a little bit tricky to talk about at this point, but that also just took up a lot of my energy this year. I had it with the more kind of infrastructure in my life, which is obviously the email and the Notion and all that stuff. And then I was listening back to the episode. I wanted to do it for like my social life and for my like Enneagram type 7, which is like the kind of nourishing the joy parts of me. And I feel yep. like that's the part that got like least attended to, like the practical stuff like took over essentially, which was, I actually think that it makes sense for the theme also. So like, I'm not counting that as like a fail or anything like that, because yeah. all of it was super worth it, but like it was worth it and it's good, but it wasn't really that fun. Like that's kind of the summary of the year.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you had more fun this year, because that was something you specifically said on the episode. No. No. Okay, well, we'll cruise past that. I want to mention that one of the systems that you invested in that you mentioned mm-hmm. on the last episode was getting to inbox zero, and yes. that I personally was super excited about mm-hmm. this system, and that we now have a blog post for people to be able mm-hmm. to read much more of the details. So I know it wasn't necessarily fun, but it is to me very fascinating.
So I don't want to complain because I'm proud and I'm happy, but I don't even want to say any words.
Because it's in the blog post. If you want to read about the whole process, it's in the blog post. Yeah.
And I also think there was just one thing I wanted to kind of highlight. I have two quotes that I picked out from my morning pages, like when I was like, just throughout the year, I actually went through all my morning pages from this year, which was like super intense, but super fun. And it's so funny how I can tell how intrinsic the theme was to me this year, because it was all throughout my morning pages. And the way I set up my Notion also makes all these really visible to me all the time. And so one quote, this is just from, I don't have the dates for it, but it was just sometime through the year, is, I've been setting the stage for the next era. I think that's really Ooh. True. I feel like if I'm looking on a bigger timeline, I feel like this quarter, so like October, November, December, was like the end of the transition that started in March of 2020, which was not a fun time for anyone.
Wow. So that's a long chapter.
I'm very happy to close it. So I feel like I made some big and complicated choices through this time, and I feel like those were the right choices. And I feel like I'm kind of seeing, you know, the compounding things are really true. And I'm excited to talk about a lot of things later about like what's in the pipes. But I feel like, yeah, this wasn't really fun. It was a lot of grunt work, but it was definitely worth it. And then I have another quote, which I just thought was really fun because it sums up kind of how I'm seeing investing. And it is, investing can feel like a corporate and dirty word, but actually it is another form of the word devotion.
Ooh.
So I feel like I was almost not looking at it as like a banker running around in their suits, like extracting value in capitalism. Like, I wasn't thinking about it that way. I was just thinking about it as like a devotion to building a life that I want, you know, that is, has capacity and space for the things that I care about and things that are meaningful to me. So it took a lot of choices to get there, but I'm really happy with how it's coming out now.
Yeah. Wow. I feel like hearing you talk about it and seeing all the work that you've done this year, it has been really cool to see you go on this journey. And it very much resonates. Like, I've had projects or things in life like that where it's like, it's not fun, but it is worth it when you get mm-hmm. there. And then when mm-hmm. you get to just exist from then on with the new systems and having tackled, it's, you know, it's debt, which I guess relates to the investing theme. And not necessarily, I'm not saying like financial debt, but sometimes there's process debt, or in your, mm-hmm. there was like inbox debt that you wanted to go through and stuff like that. And it's like, it's, you can feel more clarity and yeah. lighter moving forward. So hopefully that is in the works for your 2024.
And then there's also, yeah, actually I did, I forgot to put that here, but I did this also for my finances because I felt like it was so hard. Haley, maybe you have language for this. You don't have to come up with it now, but like in the future, because I feel like I don't feel good unless I have an overview of what's happening. And I feel like so often I'm like getting to this point of overview and it can just look like I'm not really doing anything because I'm just like tidying some things, I'm shuffling things around because I'm just like trying to like remove the clutter to get this overview and get this kind of, you know, bird's eye view of just like what's happening. And I did this also with my finances. So I did this with literally everything. Like everything got tackled in one way or another. And with the finances, I just realized it's so complicated. Like you have to know the existing situation. You have to know what you want. You have to understand your needs. You have to have a projection. You have to blah, 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 blah. Like there's not one step where you can just say like, oh, I have control of my finances. It's like, how do you want to, like, how do you treat your disposable income? How do you treat investment things like buying a house or something like that? Or like setting up long-term bank accounts. And it's just, why isn't this more clear? It's actually kind of wild to me. So yeah, I'm very happy with how all this landed, but oh my God, am I happy to be out of it? Like, I can't tell you, Haley.
Yeah.
It truly is Christmas. You know?
That's a good feeling. You are on the other side. I'm excited for this next era for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Yeah. So now I want to ask you, where are you at with what you wanted to do this year? And what were your goals? Do you want to sum up, like, what were your goals and how are you feeling about them now?
Yeah. Yeah. I have a lot of feelings about 2023. I will say I'm really happy with the system that I used. I mentioned I went back to goal setting this year and I had everything in Notion and I looked at everything daily and I had a lot more reflection points. And so I'm really happy with how I set myself up for this year. And for context for folks, Habby is much more on the theme side of things and I'm much more on the goals side of things. Although we've done a lot of combining over the years, I feel like. So that's kind of where I landed this year was I tried this idea of doing identity-based goals. And so like the example that I had was like, I want to become a planner. And then I had in parentheses, like not just a doer, as a part of my identity. And then I had little habits related to that goal. So for example, I wanted to do my daily journal more often. I wanted to get better at birthdays for my friends and family. I wanted to do a weekly review. I actually feel like that went super, super well for me, that section. But the thing is, I did 3 identity-based goals. And I actually think that that was too many for this year. And so I'm not saying that there is a perfect number. I don't think that that's true. I think that it changes based on like what you have energy for in any given mm-hmm. year and how your year goes. And I thought that I had energy for three going into this year. And I think I only had energy for two, but you don't know that. And no. you can never know that. And I always do a review around my birthdays in June. So I always do a goals review around June. So just to sort of like give you all like an overview, I feel like I got to June and I was like, yeah, this is going great. I'm going to change a couple of things based on what I want. And in July, I got pregnant and it was very exciting. I've shared it on social, so I don't feel like this is breaking news. But
congratulations, Sunny.
Thank you.
Obviously, I'm hearing about this for the first time now.
For the first time. You had no idea. No, I'm currently pregnant. And so it just changed. You never know when you're going to get pregnant. It was in the plans, but you can't actually plan for it. It's one of those things that I don't appreciate, that I can't just pencil into the schedule. So,
like, yeah, July works for me. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that works. It really, really threw me off. I will not get into it, but the first trimester of pregnancy is very difficult for me. And so it means that like I reset some goals in June, and then like part of July, August, and September were pretty much just write-offs for like in terms of like energy levels for me and what I was looking to accomplish. Some of my goals were also based around martial arts, which is not something that I am doing well. Some people choose to do that while pregnant, and I think that that's a personal choice for me.
Well, I'm very glad you're not one of those people. I would struggle personally with that.
Yeah, I just didn't feel comfortable with it. I also didn't feel good enough. I could not have gotten, even if I had, like, it was not going to happen for me. I was not getting out of the house. Like, this wasn't, anyways. So all that to say, I am really happy with what I did accomplish this year based on the energy that I had. But in terms of like planning ahead for what I was hoping to accomplish this year, I didn't quite get there. But I feel like you, like, I don't think of it as a failure. I just think of it as like, okay, I learned, and like this wasn't the year for me to be doing martial arts since I'm spending mm-hmm. half of the year being pregnant. And that's fine. And I think I threw a lot of my energy into martial arts in the first half of the year, and I'm actually really happy with the progress that I made in that time. And so I left those goals on there even though I'm not working towards them anymore, because I want to reflect on them and keep reflecting on them going into 2024. But yeah, it was just, anyway, so I had a couple of like twists and turns in my year, let's say, for energy levels. But yeah, no, I think I will say it's just like helpful. It's helpful to have this system evolve. I think that there isn't necessarily a perfect system. And like for me, the thing too, if you've been listening for a while, so I had my first baby in 2021. So that was an interesting year for me. I went to themes for that year because I was like, I don't think I can do goals. I have no idea. My whole life is about to change. I don't know what to expect. I had like seasons. I had like a pre-baby season theme and a post-baby season theme. And then we moved in 2022. And I remember in that episode being like, moving years are just really wild. And then now 2023, I'm pregnant again. And so that, you know, impacts the year. Next year, there's going to be a baby. And then actually, I'm probably moving in 2025. So I just I don't want to say ups and downs, but just like curves in the path of what's going on for me in any given year. So it's really helpful to like know, first of all, know myself really well and know what works mm-hmm. for me with these systems. So I love these reflections with you, Abby. And then also mm-hmm. second of all, just like make space for that system to not be striving for perfection with that system, but just be striving for like what is going to work for me right now in this season. And so, yeah,
I
won't get
so exhausted. Like, I feel like it took me 4 years to move country. Like, that's how I feel. I wrote, this was one thing in my morning pages. I feel like it's so funny to quote my own morning pages, but like this stood, like I read this like a couple of days ago. I wrote, it's like I went to college in Iceland. Like, not as in I went to a specific course and it did. It's like the college was in Iceland. I spent like 4 years here almost now. And I feel like I'm, or three. Well, four. Sorry, my math is just, I'm just traumatized. No, I'm just kidding. But it took me 4 years to just get a handle of, even though it's my own home country, of just like getting a handle of everything, and then you're saying you're moving again. I am exhausted. That sounds really stressful. But yeah, I can see how obviously, and then having a baby is obviously just a life event.
Yeah.
It's a huge life event. So I think something that has dawned on me, I think this is actually also from my morning pages. Wait, let me see if I can find it. Because I made notes, like I extracted some quotes. Oh yeah. Okay, sorry, I'm just reading straight from my morning pages. I wonder why I feel overwhelmed at the time. I do at no point ever acknowledge that I have limits. It's just like I keep making these plans, assuming I have full capacity for every project every day. And I'm like, maybe it's not practical. I'm like trying to get myself more grounded. But I guess maybe actually listening to you say that about like, it sounds like for a couple of years now, you've had like a 6 month and a 6 month. Maybe a year is just a really long time to make a goal or make progress on something like that. It's just, it's a long time frame.
100%.
A lot can happen in a year.
That's kind of one of the reflections I'm having is just like, I actually think a year is too long for me in this season of life when things are changing so constantly. I actually think it needs to be more that I plan in seasons versus like in chunks of time that are predefined. So like for 2024, like most likely what I'm going to do is plan for the period of time before I have the baby and then plan for the period of time when I'm on family leave, because and then that will be quite different, and then plan for the period of time when I'm back at work, because that will be quite different. So I probably, looking ahead to 2024, will have like three different seasons. But yeah, that's absolutely what I've learned, is I just think a year is too long for me right now.
That's totally fair.
Yeah. There are some things, like I will say that I really loved, I think I nailed it with the Become a Planner one. That was a year long like project and part of my identity. And like, I was struggling so hard with remembering people's birthdays and sending things. And like, I made all these upgrades. Like I bought a stack of birthday cards so that it's not like every week that I need a birthday card going to the grocery store and being like, let's buy a new one. And we still do that sometimes, but like I at least have some now that I just have birthday cards that I can be sending to people, you know, because it's like, okay, this is important to me. What are the systems I need to put into place? And yeah, I think the other one, so you mentioned like feeling in your morning pages being like having limits and stuff like that. I think the other one is that similarly, doing a daily journal in Notion has kept me so much more in touch with my emotions throughout this year.
Yeah.
To be able to be like, wait, how am I really doing? And what actually matters to me right now? And I have my goals, these goals all pull into the template I use for my daily journal. And so it's just such a helpful reminder of like, okay, this is what I'm working towards. Does this still feel relevant? How am I feeling overall? And like, has really helped me do a bit more of like a pulse check on, hey, these are the habits, like, and the goals that I actually do want to make a dent on in 2023. Mm-hmm. And so these are the ones that I'm going to keep moving towards. And some of the other ones we let slide, and that it is what it is. And so I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I think like something for me that's been like really, I feel like I'm in the observation stage of it. And the reason why I also really wanted to invest in my to-do lists and in my emails is because I don't like walking into the office or, you know, setting up my laptop and I don't know what I'm supposed to work on.
Yeah, no.
And we touched on this in the blog post with it in Book Zero. There's quite a lot of demands on my time and my attention. So I can squander hours upon hours just like clearing messages or attending to some old to-do list items or whatever. Like there's always more stuff to do. Like it's not a problem for me to fill 8 hours. But like, is this a good use of my time? And I think sometimes something comes up and you want to take that in front of everything that's already on your predetermined to-do list. But then if you always do that, like, well, what's the point of the to-do list? Then you can just like show up and just have people like, you know, yeah, you're just flapping in the wind with whatever comes at you. But I think something that I've really wanted to kind of at least be aware of is like, okay, am I making a choice to opt for this thing that just came up over what a previous me had already thought through and sat on the agenda and made a priority? And I think like when we talked, I don't remember if it was last episode or like a little bit older episode, when we talked, I think you were such an inspiration to me sometimes, Haley. You were like, you have to ruthlessly prioritize. Like,
oh yeah.
You can't just have an email come in and that like derails a couple of hours. Like you have to, like you set the focus, you decide what the priority is for the day. And like this year with like moving and having like complicated work changes and whatever, like I would be in the ground if I wasn't like grounding myself every morning with like, okay, what are my priorities? What do I want to do today? And I take that with me into the office. And then obviously sometimes stuff changes, whatever, but like at least I know where I am at.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also I want to say something about the birthday. Sorry. I already set up my seasons in my OmniFocus, and I was so excited about this because I already set up everyone's birthdays. And I mean, not everyone's, but like the people who I would, you know, attend their birthday or go buy them a present, because I obviously already know who those people are. And so like now I know I have 3 spring birthdays, 6 summer birthdays, and 2 fall birthdays.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute. I like that you did it by season. I mean, I just do it monthly. I like that you do it by season though. I have the way that I did it is for this goal in Notion, in the page for this goal in January or in December last year, whenever I made this goal, I wrote out what are all the birthdays month by month so that I can like check them off as I go. Of like, yeah, all the birthdays, all the anniversaries that I want to be there for, all the like whatever it is that I'm trying to be on top of, just list them out from January to December in one place and make sure that I'm on top of those ones for like presents and stuff like that. So, because I have another niece as of this year too. She was like late last year. And so it's like this year, first birthday is obviously pretty exciting. Got to make sure that I'm getting her presents and stuff. So anyways, yeah, I just did I like that though. I like that a lot. Looking at that list is so helpful too, because like I got a lot of September people in my life, first of all. And then second of all, I have a shocking number of December and January people. And you have to be aware of that. Because if you are someone who celebrates Christmas, and so you're already buying Christmas presents, you have to just be aware that like, hey, there's birthdays coming up too. So like, make sure that you're also on top of these birthdays. Like now we have two kids who are right around Christmas for us in our lives. And then I have multiple people who are super early in January, like 3 family members in the first 2 weeks of January. And it's like, the way that I'm thinking about it is I'm like, don't get so focused on Christmas that you forget that these people have birthdays. And I just, because that has happened in previous years, if we're then like my mom's birthday is in January, for example. So I'll use her as an example because I don't think she would mind. My siblings and I will be like, after Christmas, we'll be like, oh, wait, we still have birthday presents. Like, wait, we all need to talk to each other on like, what's the birthday present now?
Oh, it's just so incredibly useful because you have to do all this stuff anyway. And now, like, because my busy month is June, I have like 6 people in June that's just my family. That's not even friends. No, your birthday is in June.
Yeah, it's like, and me.
Just my family. I have 6 in just, no.
Isn't it funny how that stuff shakes out? Because you have all the June people and I have all the September people and you're one of my September people.
I know, it's so wild. And then it's, yeah, so this is like the crux, we're getting into 24 a little bit, but this is the crux of what I was working on this year is like, if there's a birthday, if like someone in my immediate family has a birthday, that takes bandwidth, and not in a bad way, but just in a factual way. Like, you have to go get them a present. You have to know when the birthday party's happening. Oh, if they're not doing a birthday party, it's almost like more work, because now you have to talk to them and be like, well, if you're not doing it on your birthday, like whatever. And this is kind of what I've been wanting to get an overview of, is not what my work projects look like. I have a pretty good handle on my work projects. And like, not what is my ideal blah, blah, blah. I just want to know what... like, what am I walking into here? You know, and especially if you are doing a day of errands or something, you can be like, all right, here's like six things I can kind of bam, 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 get it out the way. And like with this the way we're doing Christmas this year, like all the Christmas present, we just bought them all online. They all got shipped to our house like mid-December. They're all going to be driven out. Like, there's no stress factor here. And I just adore it because, like, for example, I'm getting something for some of the people I work with, and like, we're meeting for like the final Christmas thing in a couple of days, and I already have the presents sorted out. You know what I mean? Like, it's,
yeah,
it's just, it's a nice thing, because it's not creating like, oh, tomorrow I have to rush around and the traffic is already mental and like blah, 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 blah. It's just, these are the kind of things I've been wanting to like remove from my life. Like, I don't like, you can't avoid birthdays. Like, you can't, like, this is just something you have to deal with. And like with trips, like, I feel like we got a really good handle on it with trips. And now I'm just like moving this into like other areas of my life. I do this also with like my monthly, like, here's all the bills you have to pay. Here's all the blah, 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 blah. Like, you're going to have to pay all these bills anyway. Let's just get an overview of what that looks like. Let's get this bam, 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 bam. And let's not think about it. Like, that's kind of how I want to approach literally everything, you know.
I love this, because to me, you are just slowly but surely optimizing everything. And that's beautiful.
Oh, it's funny, because I've resisted so hard for so long that I didn't want to study engineering and I didn't want to be an engineer. And like, now I don't even work with engineers anymore, but I am an engineer. Like, I'm like structuring everything and I'm like, let's get this whipped into shape. You know?
Yes. But it's so delightful when it all just functions. And I want to say, you were talking about the running around doing presents and stuff like that, and how it's not like, it's not, you know, obviously we're not saying you don't love your friends and family and making sure that you have these things for them. It's just like we talked about. I just want to do a callback to episode 45, where we talk about the Life Admin book, because it just is work, and it's not helpful to anyone to not acknowledge that it's not work, because someone is going to do it. If you're not doing it in your life and you're like, I don't know, someone is doing it. So it's, it is getting done, and it's just not helpful to not acknowledge it for what it is, which is, it is admin. It's admin. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it, a certain amount of life admin is required. So if you didn't listen to that episode, just by the way, and you're interested in that topic, we talk about it extensively in episode 45.
That was a great callback, Haley. Thanks for tying it back around like that. Because I think what we're saying, to kind of summarize the, what we're talking about, is, I actually think the life admin book, we touched on this in the pre-episode recording conversation, is like, I think Life Admin book was almost like a life-changing book in a way.
Yeah.
Like, it surfaced a lot of stuff. I hadn't even thought about all this stuff I'm doing now is probably under the influence of the Life Admin book. I hadn't even put the two and two together. So thank you so much for putting that into perspective, because of course it is. Like, why else would I already have all the birthdays for an entire year in my to-do list, you know?
It is. This is a book that I will be recommending to people for years to come. It is. I'm so glad I got the physical copy and I have it on my bookshelf to just like reference as well. I don't know if this feels good to you, but I actually feel like we're already starting to touch on something that we wanted to talk about. And I kind of just want to dig into your intentional time management routines, because clearly this has been a year of being really intentional with routines, with processes, with how you're managing everything this year. And I want to go even deeper into that, because this has been a big theme for both of us this year in different ways. And I feel like we're both in a really good spot. So let's talk about it.
Just a quick before we get started, this is like my favorite thing about it, our friendship, Haley. It's like we live so far away from each other. We're doing such different things. And yet we're always like in sync with what we're doing and how we're thinking about things. And for the listeners, like, of course, I would love nothing more than every day spend like 2 hours talking to Haley. But we do not have that. Kind
of we don't actually do that. I don't know how we end up. We end up with the same things going on or the same like things that we're interested in at the same time. It just works out.
Yeah. So I think we have got my memory has just left the building. So I don't remember how deeply we've gone into this topic before, but I think it's worth taking the deep dive now. And that is both me and Haley have something that is called the Daily Journal. And it is a database in Notion. And we have a version of that available on the Notion, our Make Work Work Notion.
Yeah.
And we'll talk more about all that later. But just to emphasize, because this is so deeply personal and so intrinsic to our setting up our lives, we have like a accessible version on the Make Work Work Notion. But then I have adjusted mine, and I know Haley has adjusted hers to be perfect for her, and I have mine perfect for me.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just there for anyone else who wants a daily journal template, just as a heads up. And then obviously feel free to tweak it, and you'll hear us talking about different things that we've done to tweak ours too. But yes, tell me about Daily Notion Journal and how it is just kind of like changing your life this year. I'm making a leap.
Okay. So I was going to count out how many times I did my morning hour this year, but I didn't want to do that. It was not worth the payoff, but I did it pretty much most of the time. Of course, like sometimes you have to take the car to, you know, change your tires, whatever. And then if it coincides with my morning hour, like it's hard to kind of move it because then I just have to go to the office, whatever. So like I do it almost every day, which is actually incredible because I've never had a morning routine like that. I literally wake up, I get my breakfast and get my coffee, and I take my laptop and I sit down and I spend a whole hour. And what I love about it is that I don't have any intention for this hour except just to kind of spend it by myself with my computer and the daily journal. And I start by here's my process. Of course, everyone's different. So the first link on the page, or like first setup on the page, is actually takes me to a different page, which is called Morning Pages. And that's how it's so easy for me to reference my whole morning pages, because I just have one document.
Wait, so you're saying in your daily template, like when you set it up, is that what you're saying? When you set up your daily template in there, it'll be like first action item is Morning Pages.
Yeah, so like the first, just the first thing, I have a separate page. So I know it sounds confusing, but so the first step is I like click the Morning Pages. It takes me to, and that's just like a giant page. I actually did this for something else the other day. I think it has over 45,000 words.
Wow.
So I pull in like a quote from something, if something's really top of mind for me, like I normally have like a quote of the day that is just, it's not in a database. It's just like written. It's all just like written on top of each other. So there's no structure in this document. It's just like you could just scroll all the way down to the bottom, and then it's January 1st. And obviously at the top is just today. And I write stream of consciousness, and sometimes it's a full journal entry. And sometimes like I am really focused on a specific project. And because my work is quite interactive, this time just is so peaceful for me that sometimes I end up like moving huge, like turning huge things around at work. So sometimes I'm writing like a complicated email or even like a full-on strategy document or whatever, because it's so focused and I'm so tired. I focus so well when I'm tired. I'm just like, and then sometimes because what I wrote there is like directly related to a project, it sometimes gets moved out of there again into like the appropriate work place or the project. So this is what I love about not having any expectation of it. It doesn't have to be a certain word count. It doesn't have to be anything I can publish. It doesn't have to be a journal entry. It doesn't have to be a work. It doesn't have to be anything. I just want to sit there and just get my thoughts out of my system, like out of my body onto the page. And so whatever is top of mind for me is what it becomes.
Yeah.
And I think for me, having this critical, there's no expectation. Like sometimes I'm just really tired and I just drink my coffee and I don't really do anything. But most of the time and what I find really interesting is that it's a lot easier to get the negative out. Like this person you're working with is like really frustrating you and you're like, bah, 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 bah. And then when I go back into like, let's say it's Monday, I go back into the Monday page that has like, this is today's state. And like, I'm talking about today, like, what do I want to do today? I have this prompt that came from TikTok because TikTok is amazing. And it's called Two Truths. Have you heard about this, Haley?
No, I haven't.
So this is such a small thing and such a simple concept, but I swear to God, this has changed my life. Like, let's say, you know, very typical for me. Like, let's say like I have too many projects on at work and I'm like overwhelmed and overworked. And like, it's easy to, you know, like get it all out. It's like too many things happening at work. And then the two truths, it's like, that is obviously true because that's how you feel. But then you have to flip it. Like,
oh, cool.
So like it's true, but like the fact that people are putting a lot of projects on you, that actually means you have a lot of trust with the people you work with. And that means this thing and it means this other things. And like, how do you take everything? And it's so much easier to get the negative stuff out.
Oh, I love that.
I love this. It's just a simple practice. It doesn't take a lot of time. And sometimes you're just feeling good and then you don't have like the two truths. Obviously, you don't want to flip it the other direction if you don't have to. But I have a little check that just says, like, what's the two truths? So like, if something's really bothering me, it's really easy to flip it. Like, maybe someone was really annoying to you, but then you're just kind of like, well, this person is my friend and I know they're having a hard time because of something else. Don't take it personal. You know, like, it just helps you to see things from the other perspective. And I really love this.
Wow. Yeah. I love that. That is a very cool one. It's so useful to have prompts for these things. I also have prompts in mind, and it's just like, you can't just have blank documents.
Yeah, exactly. And then especially if you want to get it done quick, because I think there's also like, if the structure isn't there, you can just be like, oh, I don't know what to do with this page. And then it becomes kind of meaningless.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so that's like the main one. And then I try to deliberately keep it kind of not too intense. So I can just write down what I want to get done that day, or I can use it as a way to review my calendar. And then I have a check that just says today's ready. That just means all my appointments are confirmed. Like, I know how I'm getting in and out of the office. Sometimes I drive and sometimes I walk and like, it's different. And so, and then I think you have this also, Haley, like the one thing, do you have this?
Yeah. What's the one thing I want to get done today is the way that I've phrased mine.
Mm-hmm. So I actually, that's a pretty recent addition. And I think that's really helpful because a problem for me is often I don't know when I'm done. Like, I can finish a huge thing, but then I'm like, all right, now I just go on to the next thing. So the one thing actually helps me stop work, which is really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I just have some reflection prompts. Like, I really want to get done every day writing time, which often I'm able to do it in the morning because of the morning hour. I want to like feel connected. This one is really important to me. Like, if I'm not feeling good, it's often because I'm like not connected, you know, to my family or to my friends or something. So if that one, I can't like easily check it, that kind of sets something in motion for me. And then another one, because of course it is the year of investing, I have, and this was like a surprising one for me, I have a check that says, first of all, are all bills paid? Because obviously you don't want any issues there. But then the same check is, am I paid? And this sounds crazy for a daily check-in because, I mean, I'm employed, I get paid like once a month. But surprisingly often there are like, someone owes you money for something or something is incorrect. And I've had like, because I've been moving and stuff, I've had to chase like blah, blah, boring, whatever. And it's funny, that's something actually my therapist told me. She said, no one puts pressure on you to do the things for you. Like, no one says, Happy, you really need to get some rest today. Or like, Happy, I really must pay you this money that I owe you. Like, no one puts pressure for the things that benefit you. Like, that has to come from yourself. So that one is like a little reminder to like, are the in and out of the financial spreadsheets, like, are they all checked off?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's kind of like the gist of it. And then like it go, and then for the evening, I have like a little one that just says reflection, three words, which is the same as I think you have. I think I stole that from you.
Yeah.
And then I have like a gratitude check where I just write what I'm grateful for. But I'm not as good in the evening routine. I'm much stronger in the morning routine.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it makes a difference because I think what we're both talking about here is just like setting up your day with a lot of intention. And so like the morning, it makes a really big difference to kind of like nail that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that's like the heart of my system, but I know yours is actually a little bit different. Do you want to talk about how yours is?
Yeah. So similar to you, daily journal, database in Notion, and then I just add an item to the database as like in a page to the daily journal every day. And then I name each of them like the day of like, this is, you know, December 2023. I just want to say that like this system has been the most massive win for me this year. And this is like, has to be one of the things I'm most excited about. So I try and do this every single day. It's not always how it shakes out. Also during my first trimester, which I don't know, I'll have to brand that differently, but like the months where I was just like, you know, kind of in low power mode for several months there, I don't think I did it. For a couple of months, which is kind of an indicator to me. I can now use the daily journal as like an indicator to myself of like, am I doing good or not doing good? Because if I'm like refusing to set it up, then there's deeper issues going on because I love setting it up. But so I have a check at the top of my Todoist list every single morning that is like priority one to set up my daily journal. Because this is like the cue when you're talking about like building habits, this is a cue to make sure that I'm doing this. So that helps me make sure that I'm making time for it. I love that you have like, I know you've called it like a power hour before. I think for me, just given, I always feel like I have so many things going on. Some mornings I can do morning pages and journal and some mornings I can't. I've tried to make this like as lightweight as possible so that like I can literally set this up on my phone if I need to, just quickly while I'm running around and doing stuff, still have like a minute or 2 minutes to be like, here's how I'm going to be really intentional about my day. So I set it up. I set up the page. Just like a small little detail is that you can add emojis to each new page in Notion. And I always make the emoji of each new day what the weather is going to be like. So like today,
do that.
The emoji it's is so a cloud. Sweet. It's so cute. And I really like it. I stole that from Marie Poulin, who has a whole bunch of Notion systems. So
I want to do that, but I don't do that. Like, I do it like I've maybe done it like six times over the year.
So I do that. And then I pick a quote, which is I have a database of quotes that pulls from like quotes from books, quotes from James Clear's newsletter, which is one of my favorite things. And I have this huge database of quotes. Yeah, I pick a quote. Like I go through. Sometimes what I'll do, you can search quotes. Sometimes I'll just scroll and I'll pick one and I'll read it. I'll be like, oh, interesting. But sometimes I'll be like, if I'm going through something, I might use like a certain word and look for a quote associated with a word that I'm feeling.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, that's kind of the way that I do it so that I just want to, like, I have this database of quotes because I want to reference them more often. So I'm just trying to, like, reference them more often. And then I'll click to fill in a template for, like, what my day looks like. And so for me, I have two questions, which is, what am I optimizing for today? And sometimes that's, like, I need to get a lot of stuff done. And so this has to be a productive day. Or sometimes it's like, I just want to feel good today. Yesterday was hard. I just want to like feel really good, or I want to be really present for all my meetings or something like that. So that's the first question. And then the second question is, what's the one thing I want to get done today, which is similar to you. I have a bunch of check boxes in mine as well. Like I try to go for a short walk every day. I try to spend an hour standing because my desk can transition to a standing desk. I try to read or listen to the Daily Stoic every day. This is one that we've talked about a lot, but I'm obsessed with the Daily Stoic. And I feel better when I check in with that every day. I have like catch up for different things I'm catching up with on work. And then when I scroll down, I have my, then it kind of gets into my goals pull in, like from the goals page that I have for 2023. So I have like the year progress bar. I've talked about that before, that I'm like keeping track of where we're at, what percent of the year we're at. And I love that. And then I pull in all of my goals. So like in Notion, you can relate databases. So these databases exist elsewhere, but I'm like creating a preview of them here. So I can look and see like, okay, here are my identity-based goals. And then here are each of the habits associated with those goals. And I set up and like I've shared, I have these percentage bars. So I can just quickly see at a glance, where am I at on my goals for the year with these percentage bars? And that's, I just so like nice. It. I love just seeing that every day. It makes a big difference to me to see my goals daily. Mm-hmm. And then I have like a close down your daily Notion journal task that I have to do, that I not that I have to do, but that pops up in my to-doist every evening. And mm-hmm. so closing down my daily Notion journal is also very important to me, and also should only take a couple minutes. And it's similar where it's like, okay, what are three words to describe the day? Did you do any exercise today? I have like a list of options for exercise because that's a big one for me. What I'm grateful for, celebrations from the day, challenges for the day, and what I want to do better tomorrow. And it sounds like a lot, but they're just like, sometimes I'll do like two sentences, or like one of my challenges will be, I didn't drink enough water, and do better will be like, drink more water tomorrow. Like, don't fill up your water bottle in the morning. And then I ask myself, did I do my best today? Which is a question from that Ryan Holiday talks about in the Daily Stoic, but he also talks about a couple times as like,
this is also from the Four Agreements.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of like a, it keeps you like, hey, are you doing your best? And like, you know, I'm honest. Some days I'm like, no, I did not do my best, but that's it. I would like, this is a space where I'm trying to be honest with myself to grow and to be better. And then I ask, did I get my one thing done? Because I'm trying to like pull myself back to like, hey, you set an intention at the beginning of the day. Did you get there? Mm-hmm. And then I check in on my top three priorities in my to-do list for tomorrow. And I review my calendar for tomorrow as well. Normally I've already done it, but it's kind of nice just to end the day like just check. What do we have going on tomorrow? And we're good. I don't like surprises. So it's kind of, it's all, and like, well, we have the template. It's all in there for me to be able to, some mornings, do this in like under 5. And same with the even, like, ideally, I want to be doing this in like under 5 minutes in the morning, under 5 minutes in the evening. It just really helps me keep on track. I feel like I've been so much more intentional this year with everything. Mm-hmm. I've been hyper aware of my feelings because I'm like checking off what are the three words that are related to my day. I've been hyper aware of like, am I moving towards the stuff that I want to be moving towards? Or even, are these things still relevant to what I want based on what I'm like quickly jotting down in terms of my celebrations and challenges and like what I want to do differently? And yeah, it's just, it really helps center me in a way that I don't think I've had before. I don't think that reflection is always my strength. And like, that's why I talked about in 2023 working on being a planner rather than a doer. Like this concept of like just doing things and plowing forward is my strength. So that means that like stopping to take a second is not always my strength. And I'm just aware of that. And this habit has like really helped reel me in. And I think has made so much of what I do so much more powerful because it's coming from a place of like deep self-knowledge. I'm taking a second, 2 seconds to think before I do stuff. This sounds so small, but it is very big for me and my personality type.
No, it's, I think for me, like under other circumstances, like what's been going on would have like, I know it sounds so dramatic, I don't mean it to be dramatic, but like I've had very complicated situations this year that I haven't had an option except just to tackle and move forward. Mm-hmm. And because I've had like anxiety in the past, and I mean, I obviously still have it, but I just realized there's been like multiple times where I like, go see my therapist. And I'm like, this thing is a major uncertainty in my life. And this thing is like threatening my livelihood. And this thing, like, it's been serious. Yeah. I'm like, oh, this thing is like not making me feel comfortable, whatever. Like, everything's fine. I know it sounds really dramatic. Everything's fine. But it's like, I have had like really serious things happen. And I've just been like, okay, but I'm fine. Like, and I think I don't know how I could have done that without, you know, having this hour to myself in the mornings. I think also the reason I take this hour is because as soon as I leave the house, the day is no longer mine. Like, phone rings, people walk in and out of the office, like my phone gets just so many messages and there's just so many things that I get like pulled into, and often things come up that I'm not like that aren't my fault, but I have to resolve.
Yeah.
So this hour in the morning is just such a gift because it's like the only time that's mine. And I absolutely love it. If there was something I wanted to improve on, is that I would like to be better in the evenings with it. But I think by the end of the day, I'm like so over my computer and even my phone, I don't want to look at anything more. But I like, this is something I'm thinking about for 24. Like, how can I, because actually if I do some of the stuff I do in the morning, in the, like the night before, it actually gives me more space in the morning to just do things that I care about. Like, because sometimes I'm doing work things and sometimes I'm doing planning things and sometimes, you know, so, but I think, yeah, I can't express accurately in words what a powerful practice this has become. And obviously I haven't done it every single day because that's not possible. And the days where I don't do it, I immediately feel the difference, like immediately, like it just sets me up in not the same way. And so it is, it has become like a sacred thing to me. Like, absolutely.
I, even though mine is a lot shorter than yours, and like, you know, even though we have different systems here, not having this, like not creating the space to start the day with more intention. Let's say I have to start work early. I have to do an early meeting and then I'm like getting my daughter ready for daycare and getting her out the door. And then I'm in more meetings. If it feels like everything is a whirlwind and we hit like lunchtime and I haven't set up my daily journal, I always feel like, oh, that like, it just doesn't feel good. It's like, I've just been getting pulled through this day instead of driving myself through this day in a direction I want to go. Like, I've just been getting pulled is probably the best visual. And I not like that.
That is literally the perfect way to describe this. And this is also with like what I was trying to say before with like the amount of emails and the amount of stuff. And like, I feel like I'm constantly getting pulled in all these different directions. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's, there must be some famous quote where it's like, when you're serving everyone, you're serving no one, you know, like there's something like that. And so I feel like putting myself at the center and like my intention has just, it's, I mean, I feel like we've circled this theme for so many years now, but I feel like this, like it's so concrete now and it's so sharp. And I love that for both of us.
Yeah, I know. I love that too. It has been a game changer.
Yeah. And we're going to have it available. Or I mean, it is already available on. Do we have all the information how it is available now? Or do we just write that on the website?
We'll link to it in the show notes. So you'll be able to just click from these show notes to click into get to the Notion template. And you can duplicate it to your own Notion space if you want to. Or if you use a different system, you just want to see how we do it and set it up in some other tool, that's completely possible as well. So I feel like we've spent a lot of time on the like on the daily side of this, but that's because that is so essential to setting this up for success. But I just want to mention quickly that like a lot of this has come from annual planning, at least for me, I think for you too, of like having that big glimpse of like, this is my reflection on the last year. This is what I want for the year ahead. And it comes down to, I've had this realization this year, it comes down to, in my opinion, it's just easier to check in on stuff daily than to do any other time frame.
Yes. Like,
monthly isn't frequently enough. Seasonally is definitely not frequently enough.
Mm-mm.
And I do weekly planning as well. And like, we've written about that before, and I do a weekly reflection as well. But like, it comes down to like daily planning and daily journaling is the foundation of like how mm-hmm. I'm actioning my annual plan, whether it's goals or a theme or whatever I'm working on. And so I think we've spent a lot of time talking about annual planning before. So we can link to some of those posts for folks who are interested. But I think that just the realization this year for me was that like, wow, it needs to have a daily component for me for 100%. It to feel successful.
And I think like, that was just so perfectly put. I can't even say anything other than just like, yes, exactly. And I think for me, like for people who listen for a long time, like my themes, they're pretty complex. Like when you get into them, and I can't wait to talk about like 24 themes. We're not going to do that today. But I like the building blocks for me for the themes come from this reflection that's not just like work and life. It's actually across like 9 different elements. And the checks on my daily match those themes. So
yes.
So like these checks don't come from anywhere. Like it's not just like, oh, let's check if the weather is good today. Like it's like there are critical components of my life that I need. And actually, I was looking through some old notes with like how I set up this year. And there was one of my big goals when I came to Iceland was I wanted to establish authority in my industry in Iceland, because when I arrived here, no one knew who I was. And one thing I reflected on is actually I need to change that, because that's changed. Like people yeah. do know who I am now. I've been on like the radio multiple times, and like I have a pretty visual role here. So that's now a different check-in. And like one of my check-ins was like, stay on top of my emails. And that's why the investment of Inbox Zero made so much sense, because it was a critical thing for me to get under control. And now I actually haven't fully set up what my like career objective would be for 24, because the phase I was in was kind of establishing who I was in Iceland. And now that is kind of checked off. It's actually really exciting because it's setting up the next thing. And I'm,
yeah.
And like I had identified that like staying on top of my emails was a critical component of that. Now that's why I did the huge big investment project in the Inbox Zero and in how I wanted to do my emails. Now all that's in play. I can't wait to like start looking at the next thing. And this is why I feel like this is not just like the end of the year for me. This is like the end of a transition for me. And the annual planning sets up the daily journal, at yeah. least for me. Yeah. And actually I have a draft, Haley, how all my check-ins relate to the annual theme that I haven't like completed, but I wonder if I should just do that. Like, I'm just whispering this to you. Yeah.
I would read it. We'll see what we can get out. We'll have it in the show notes if it's out there. But yeah, I mean, I just can't agree more. Like you have to, this is where it stems from. This, all of these daily components for mm-hmm. why am I checking in? What is going on here is like coming from my plan for the year. My like, what am I focused on this year? It all ties together.
I also, if anyone's like 21 listening to this and is like, what the hell? I feel like we should have started with this. Just say like, this has been years in the making with a set on the end. You know, it's, with this is like iteration upon iteration of like, oh, here's something that didn't go quite right this time. Let's improve on it the next time. So I just want to say that this is not starting from a ground zero. This is starting already on like, you know, floor 17 or something. You know, this is like,
we are nowhere near ground zero at this point. This is what, yeah, how long we've been doing this show. I feel like we normally add in that like little asterisk of like, we know ourselves very well, and that's why we're doing this way.
And like the my 9 areas come from, used to be 12 that came from a reflection I found, and it used to be in a paper journal, and now is all in Notion. Like there's like a whole big journey here. So I just wanted to kind of throw that in there.
One of the things we have to say is that as we're thinking ahead to 2024, mm-hmm. I know that our listeners are also thinking ahead to 2024. And we know this because they talk to us about this. And mm-hmm. I just want to say last year we got really nice submissions for how everyone was thinking of their theme of 2023. And so we just want to put the call out there that we'll do that again next episode when we talk about our 2024. If you have anything you want to share, a theme, some goals, process changes, whatever it might be, you are welcome to send that to us. And then what we did last time was we just omitted names. So we're not going to like share personal details and be like, hey, this is where this person lives. No, I'm kidding. Like, that's not going to happen. It's, you can just send it to us in an email at hello@makework.work. Or if you want to, you could also comment on the show notes if you don't really mind if your name's on it on the website. But I just want to, since we're talking about our years and we've talked about how our year has gone, we would also love to hear from you. And especially ahead of next episode when we're going to talk about what we're thinking for the year ahead.
Yeah. And honestly, I remember last year so well because the just the beautiful messages that we got. I feel like I read them in two stages because one was just I was so touched by how beautifully written they were and how freely people were sharing, because it is pretty intimate. You know, I know we're talking about this on a podcast that is like publicly available, but I actually feel like it's just a weird situation because it feels pretty private. Like, no one in my work talks about this with me, but you know, it feels pretty private. But like the way people were sharing, it was so special to me. So I feel like I had like one reading where I was just like emotional reading all of it, and then I had like a second reading where it was in like reading the text, you know, and understanding what the words were. So also, so many people apologize for sending long emails. You don't have to apologize for sending long emails. Like, we treasure these letters. I consider them letters, you know. So there is, if you want to, like, there's absolutely no pressure. But we are going to talk about our 2024 themes and plans for in the next episode. And if you want us to include some of your thinking for the year, we'd love to include it.
Yes. That would be wonderful. And just one other note too for folks is that if you're looking to find us on social media, the social landscape, we don't even have time to get into that, has changed.
This is a boring conversation anyway.
So much. But we are both becoming a lot more active on Threads, which is the Meta platform, like a text-based platform initially. So anyways,
I feel like you said that so politically correctly because I understand why. So for normal people, it's like the Instagram version of Twitter. That's what we're talking about.
It's because of my work. I'm like,
I know you have to use the correct word. I don't have to do that.
Anyways, that platform, Javi and I are both on there. Same handles as everywhere else on social. We'll link to it in the show notes though. If you are on there, we would love to meet you there. We'd love to chat with you there. We're both on there. So find us on Threads. Our shout out today is, of course, to Jan, who mixes the audio of this episode, makes us sound very good. Thank you, Jan. You can find him at wearelisteners.com if you ever have any of your own audio mixing needs. And thank you, Jan. And happy...
Thank you, Jan.
Oh my gosh, happy almost 2024, everyone. Wow.
Oh, and I have one bonus one, which is like a pre-think. Well, first of all, thank you to everyone who sent in like the 2023 one. You know, that was like a long time ago. And then like, obviously, if anyone wants to send us for 24, just a pre-shout out on that.
A pre-shout out. It's the most happy thing I've heard. Okay, I love it.